All right, we're back with One True Vodcast with John and Tony and Bryce. Guys, on paper, everything seems to favor Baylor in this upcoming game with Texas on Saturday. The Longhorn defense, we've talked about it. It's been atrocious at worst. It's been erratic at best. Baylor, meanwhile, has the number 9 scoring offense in the country. You know, something that sort of bodes well for the Bears. Baylor's upperclassmen also have the memory of a recent win in Austin. Last time the Bears were there 2 years ago, Baylor won. But, of course, we don't play paper football in the Big 12. I mean, we could. John, you could set up a little goalpost there. I could fold this up. And we could play a little paper football. I don't think that's what the people
paper defense.
Yeah, well, right. That's what Texas plays. Is there any chance this game does not follow conventional wisdom and end up with the Bears at 7-0?
Yeah, I think Baylor has a lot to worry about here. Texas is a desperate team. They've played well at home. They're 3-0 at home.
Right.
They've been horrible on the road, obviously. And as bad as Texas defense has been, they've actually been playing a little better since Charlie Strong took over from Vance Bedford. So,
yeah.
They played real well against Iowa State. I think they didn't play great against K-State, but it wasn't as bad as most of their defensive performances. So I think it's going to be a very tough game for Baylor.
Yeah, I'm with him there. You know, the thing is about Baylor, it's so strange to have a team that's 6-0, and you can't say for certain, no one can exactly, that they know what they have with this team, because their schedule has been so weak, and you haven't really seen them, you know, say they got tested at Iowa State. Well, that's more them going on the road for the first time, not, you know, being totally used to it. I think there is a big chance that, yeah, they're not 7-0.
You know, I expected y'all to go the other way on this. I expected to be the contrarian. I'm picking the Longhorns. Mm-hmm. That's how much I think that this game, is up in the air. Certainly, Baylor can and, you know, in some cases maybe should win. Certainly, they have more talent than Texas at this point. They've played better. But I think for the reasons you mentioned, Texas has been better at home than than the road, obviously. And you said it in a story the other day, John, that this is really the first kind of good offense Baylor's played in a while, certainly since the Oklahoma State game.
Yeah, it's the first offense they've played in the top 80 nationally,
right.
Wow.
Except Oklahoma State. That's the only one. But the others have just not been good offenses. And I think Baylor's defense has been great, but
right.
A lot of it has been who they've played.
Sure.
So I think Shane Buechele is a really good young quarterback.
And Dante Foreman, I think he could be the best back, one of the best backs in the country.
Yeah, he's a power guy. They're gonna have trouble stopping him. I think it's a tough game.
It is. It is a tough game. It's a toss up game to me, and I picked Baylor to go 3-3 in these last six. So I'm taking the Longhorns here. We kind of joked about it last week here on the vodcast, but Orion Stewart, a guy having a great year for Baylor, but he's been shielded from the media now for a while.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Was the thing he said that has turned this around?
Well, we don't know exactly.
There's it's disputed what he said. Gary Patterson said that a Baylor player threatened him on the field. Orion says that wasn't the case. It's kind of
Phil Bennett backed Brian on Orion on that.
Yeah,
too.
It was a little bit of he said.
So this
he
has been
said.
A couple years. For
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, Orion's having a great year. Senior safety out of Midway. Just playing tremendous. We all picked him a couple weeks ago as the defensive MVP for the Bears. And yet, he hasn't really shown up on a lot of these watch lists, these midseason award lists. Do you think that Baylor should be pushing him more for some of these honors and, giving him more exposure? And generally speaking, do you think that withholding a football player from interviews benefits him?
I definitely think they should be pushing them more. I think it should, you know, be up for the Jim Thorpe Award for one thing. You know, he's had four interceptions. He's had a great year. He's had a lot of pass breakups, a lot of tackles. I think he's been the best player on that defense. And I think, generally speaking, I don't think when you withhold an athlete from interviews, it really helps them, especially a senior.
Right.
You know, a guy, you know, I think who should be out there.
You'd like to think that, all right, Orion is a guy that may say something that could end up on a bulletin board.
Right.
Let's not deny that.
He's a loose cannon.
Yes, but you'd like to think that as a senior, you know, he's a smart guy. He also knows what he can and can't say.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, and obviously we'd like to interview him because he's a local kid.
Right.
He's having a great year. So, I think, you know, he'd probably be up there on more national list if he is out there more.
It feels like they're doing kind of a disservice to him. Especially now, you know, like you said, he should be up for the Thorpe Award. It's going to hurt his draft stock. His name's not out there. His teams are going to start to think there's something wrong with him, that he can't communicate. I mean, you got to give him another chance at some point. If he says something wrong again, yeah, you can cut him off. You know, I know Kansas State had a deal with Chris Harper, a wide receiver who got drafted a few years ago, where he'd been critical of a bowl game they went to the year before, and that pretty much sealed him off from the media for the last year of his career. And I guess he must have said something pretty bad to be sitting out this long, that it's transitioned from one coaching staff to another, that he still can't talk. That's very unusual.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really want this question to be completely self-serving here. You know, we're media.
Well, we're not the only ones that try to talk to him.
Right, you know? Exactly.
It's not. I mean, there's other people talking
right.
too.
Right. We obviously are going to probably err on the side of saying, yeah, let's make everybody available. I will say, like in the case of Johnny Manziel, when he was a freshman at A&M up for the Heisman, they withheld him from the media all year, and I'm not saying that hurt him because right. you know he turned out to be kind of a knucklehead.
Long run, it did hurt him probably because I mean you think it might
but he won
him,
the Heisman,
but it might well it helped him win the Heisman, but it hurt him personally. You think maybe getting him out there a little sooner, getting him to deal with that fame and pressure, that man, he's in a mess once he has to actually start talking.
Yeah, they kept him in a bubble.
They didn't do him any
year.
Favors. They did themselves a favor there.
I voted for Manziel that year for Heisman. I don't necessarily regret that vote in terms of I thought he was the best player that year.
He was.
But do I think that he's kind of tarnished the Heisman? Yeah, I do.
A lot of guys have done that. A lot of guys.
Yeah, they have.
He's not that bad comparatively.
All right. Well, moving on. We've talked a lot. We've talked a lot about West Virginia this year on the vodcast, probably more so than ever. They've got a complete team, the Mountaineers do. And however, this series with Oklahoma State, who they play this week, has always been a real competitive one. West Virginia leads it 4-3 all time. Obviously, they haven't met a whole bunch of times, but. Last year, the Cowboys won 33-26 in overtime in Morgantown. So now West Virginia's going to Stillwater. What's the game plan here for Oklahoma State to spring an upset?
Well, I know this is, the reason a lot of teams, try to win, but they've got to force some turnovers. West Virginia has only had, I believe, 8 turnovers in 6 games.
Wow.
So that's not very many.
Yeah, that's a good turnover.
And
marks.
Oklahoma State they've got 7 more turnovers. They're plus 7 turnovers for the season. So I think they have a chance maybe to win the turnover battle. I think that's going to be a big key. But that's a tough place to play. You know, as we've seen, Stillwater, those fans are right on top of you, and they can rattle a lot of teams. And I would not be shocked if Oklahoma State won this game.
I feel like I'm with you. I feel like they're pretty evenly matched, and playing in Stillwater that really helps. I mean, you look at their team stats; they're not too far off. This is to me is a toss up.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I'm going to take West Virginia in this game. I think they're very sound defensively, and
go back on West Virginia now.
Yeah, I know. I'm all in. Basically, I'm all in.
Riding them at the first.
I am. You know, we'll see how I pick it when they play OU. But I've said that they're a really good team, and I like their defense. That said, I agree with what you guys are saying, and it is a crazy environment there in Stillwater, especially when they have a really big crowd. You know, it gets loud. I feel like that Gallagher Iba sort of boxes in the sound, and it just makes it even more noisy. And like John said, the fans are. I mean, there's not a lot of foul territory there, you know. I mean,
no, there isn't.
They're right on top of you. So, it's crazy. We saw Baylor, you know, it took them a long time to win in Stillwater. I could see Oklahoma State springing the upset here. I'm taking the Mountaineers, though. Another Big 12 game, Texas Tech travels to TCU this week. Couple of average teams. Very kind of disappointing for both teams, I think, this year. We probably had higher expectations for TCU, but no matter what TCU does this year, Gary Patterson is firmly entrenched in Fort Worth, and rightfully so, you know, given the track record that he's built there. I mean, he's, you know, had 10-win seasons. He's had conference championships, that kind of stuff. But what about Cliff Kingsbury? I mean, he's in a little bit different boat in Lubbock. If the Red Raiders don't go to a bowl game this year, how hot is his seat?
I think it'd be pretty hot coming into next year. I don't see him getting fired this year. I mean, for one thing, I mean, he's much loved out there.
Yeah, he is. But I think they're getting restless.
I agree with that because they have not played a lick of defense since he's been there.
No, they haven't.
I mean, their offenses are great, but, gosh, no defense. I think he'd be very hot.
Yeah, he like you said, he's a great face for the program, but he needs to figure out how to recruit some defensive players. I mean, it's the last guy's problem too, but he can figure out how to win close games. So.
Great face for the program. That makes me think of that time Jenny Finch came to Waco and Glenn Moore said she was the face of softball, and what a face it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury's a good-looking guy, but yeah, they're a pretty team. You know, they kind of follow the coach there. They sling it around, and, you know, if Art Briles had come in and only – lifted up Baylor's offense, would he still be here? I mean, when Baylor sort of turned the corner was when they started getting better defensively, mm-hmm. and were able to, you know, then add wins because they were a complete team. They weren't just a team that could outscore you. They were a team that could shut you down too. So, I mean, they've got to get to that point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, little game here for the end of the vodcast. So, we've been to Austin many times, John, and certainly a guy that's known as kind of maybe the most celebrity college football fan out there is Matthew McConaughey, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's always there. I wouldn't be surprised, even as bad as Texas is, if he's at the Texas Baylor game this week. You know, he's a cool guy. He's been in a lot of good movies, a lot of movies I like. And you know, so he's kind of the face of celebrity Texas fans, right? Well, I wanted to look up who's the coolest fan of each team in the Big 12, the coolest celebrity fan of each team in the Big 12, and we'll play a little game. You know, you guys don't have to play, but it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
And that's
what we're going to call this game right here. It'd be a lot cooler if you did. So we're going to start off. I've got pictures here for you guys.
Oh, boy.
And let me just say off the bat, for Iowa State, it was a little bit of a challenge. I didn't really want to go down the sports road on all these celebrities.
Okay.
You know, politicians aren't really cool. You know, Pulitzer Prize winners, Pulitzer? How do you pronounce that?
Pulitzer.
You know, who cares? So Iowa State has a girl, Mallory Snyder. So she was on The Real World, MTV, Real World Paris. She's a former Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She will be the most obscure person in this contest. And I'm going to pit her up against Jerry West of West Virginia. Now, he is a sports guy, but he's also the logo for the NBA. I mean, you know, so who's cooler, Jerry West or Mallory Snyder?
Well, you know, I can't go against the logo.
Yeah, the logo. I mean, you know, Mr. Clutch.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll take Mallory. we're talking about who's cooler. Jerry West is, you know, a legendary guy. She seems pretty cool.
Okay.
She's very, on the real world.
She's very attractive.
There you go.
Man, she's probably got a great personality, too. Because they don't put you on Real World, then Road Rules, then all the offshoots unless you, you know.
You have a personality.
Yeah, a good personality. Right. You can't just be awful.
All right, well, I'm the tiebreaker vote then. I will only vote in the case of a tie. I'm going with the logo. So Mallory's out.
That's fair.
Now, for Kansas State, we have Kirstie Alley.
I disagree. I'm sorry, I disagree with this one.
Okay.
It's got to be Stone Street. Eric Stone Street.
Eric Stone Street. Who is that guy?
Modern Family. Kirstie Alley is a Wichita State fan. But let's go ahead with this.
She went to K-State, though. She is from Wichita.
Okay.
But, you know, Kirstie Alley, she played in one of the greatest sitcoms ever.
Yeah, right.
Rebecca Howe in Cheers. So she's now going up against Jerry West. Who do you like in that matchup?
I'm still going with the logo.
The logo? Okay.
I'll take Kirstie. You know, we're not just talking Cheers. We're talking the Look Who's Talking franchise. we're talking an underrated 80s comedy, Summer School, with Mark Harmon.
Yes, that was a good movie.
That is a funny movie.
That is a good movie. I like
that
movie.
That's my hometown girl. You know, I can't go against her.
I'm sticking with Jerry West. So Kirstie is bounced here.
The system.
All right, next up is Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd, Ant-Man, a lot of comedies, a lot of stuff with Seth Rogen. You know, funny guy. Certainly the Ant-Man has probably taken him to a new stratosphere. He is from the University of Kansas. He went to Kansas, was a theater major, I believe. So Paul Rudd against the logo.
Logo.
Logo, you're sticking with the logo.
I'm going to go Rudd. Let's go. We're talking about 20 years of Clueless. Does box office not matter? You say you have to go Clueless.
All right. Ant-Man. You are convincing me on Paul Rudd. I'm going with Paul Rudd. He's more hot
now. He's a Marvel. He's a Marvel guy. He's got a franchise.
Yeah. I'm going with Paul Rudd.
Jerry West is
He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool. I like Paul Rudd. So, all right. Paul Rudd is now our winner here. And we have Mr. Garth Brooks from Oklahoma State University. Garth, of course, went to Stillwater on a track scholarship. I didn't know if y'all knew that. Mm-hmm. He was a javelin thrower. Certainly country music superstar, sold about a jillion records. Garth Brooks against Paul Rudd. Who is cooler?
Oh, I'm going Garth. I mean,
Garth?
He's got friends in low places.
He does have friends in low places.
Garth is one of the biggest music superstars of all time. Yeah,
yes.
Garth, for
sure. I will say this. My high school reunion is Saturday. I'm skipping it to attend the Baylor-Texas game with Johnny. But Friends in Low Places was our class song.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going with Garth.
Got to.
Yeah. All right, so it's Garth, and across the state we have Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn, famous for being Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend. She was in Attack of the Show. She's been in, I think, the latest X-Men movie.
Yeah, let's no.
No?
Garth.
Garth?
Garth, right?
I'm going Munn.
Oh! She's very attractive. And she's probably got a good personality, too.
Yeah, terrible in that X-Men movie.
I will say, I think she's cooler now than Garth.
Yeah.
I mean, Garth's been out of it for
been out a while.
All right, so I'm going with Olivia Munn. For TCU, we have Mr. Dan Jenkins. Then TCU did not have a lot of great choices. Now, Tony's looking at Dan Jenkins like, who the heck is Dan Jenkins? Dan Jenkins, of course, Johnny knows. Famous sports writer.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, former Sports Illustrated. He wrote Semi-Tough. He wrote Dead Solid Perfect, a lot of sports books. Still writes about golf and different things. So it's Dan Jenkins. TCU did not have a lot of great choices. I'm just going to say that right now.
Well, I like a lot of his books. I'm going with Dan Jenkins.
Okay.
I'll take Munn. I don't know what's cool.
I've met Dan Jenkins. He's a very nice guy. But I'm going with Olivia Munn as well. All right. So for Texas Tech, I don't know if Pat Green can play any defense, but he can sing a good Texas country song. I mean, he's sort of one of those forebearers of Texas country music. Pat Green representing Texas Tech against Olivia Munn.
I'm back with Munn.
All right. You're on the board with Munn, okay?
Yeah, Munn. These two nobodies and her. Come on.
Oh, wow. Pat Green, not a nobody. He's actually from Waco, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So now we're getting into some heavy hitters here, okay? For Baylor University, we have none other than Mr. Willie Nelson. Did not graduate.
I think he's only here one semester.
Actually, I looked it up. I thought it was like 2 years. He was in a fraternity.
Okay.
He was in a fraternity. He's from the lovely Central Texas town of Abbott. Played high school football at Abbott. But Willie Nelson, you know, on the road again, always on my mind, one of the greatest artists of all time against, who are we at? Olivia Munn.
Yeah. I'm going Willie.
Willie.
That's hard to beat.
I'd say Willie. I don't know how you don't put the Gaines, Chip and Joe on there. You could have gone 2-for-1.
I could have gone
They're
Chip
the most
and Joe.
Baylor grads out there right now.
Are they cooler than Willie?
No.
Who's cooler than Willie?
He's only there for a semester.
And I also kind of set it up this way. I wanted Willie and McConaughey in the finals. All right, we got Baylor, we've got Texas, you know, Matthew McConaughey, all right. You know, I mean, he's pretty cool against Willie. Who's going to be out of those two?
And I feel like these two have probably spent quite a bit of time together.
I'm thinking they probably have. And I think we know which activity.
Yeah, well, some bongo drumming.
I'm still going with Willie. I mean, I think... you know, probably a lot of things Willie did probably rubbed off on Matthew.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think Willie was a huge influence on Matthew McConaughey. But I got to take, I'll take the Oscar winner, I'll take Time to Kill, I'll take Interstellar, you know,
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused, going back to that, he's one of the greatest, you know, movie stars of the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. I love Matthew McConaughey.
Deciding vote, then Johnny
yeah, Johnny this interviews. Is tough, man. Well, this is tough. And I know we got to get out of here.
Come on, man.
I'm going McConaughey. Yes.
All right.
And this is what I like about our podcast viewers. You know, we keep
we burned right through that.
We keep getting older; they stay the same age.